Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve. I hope everybody is having a great day. And joining us on the phone is Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine.
Hey, and you know what the best thing is?
What's that?
For basically the next week, we're going to have nice sunny days. So that's always a good thing.
I'm so glad because I'm a sunshine type of girl, and this weather is a little hard to take day in and day out. So
very true.
I'm ready.
Absolutely. We're going to get it cranked up tomorrow. 78 is supposed to be the high, so that is a good thing. And I know who else would like it. Probably be those animals out there, so they can get a little outdoor time where it's not raining. It would be nice and sunny for them.
That's right. You know, I told you that fingers crossed, I'd have a happy story to tell you. Well, I have a happy story to tell you.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, Haas, you know Haas that mm-hmm. we talked about for a long time, started off with a really pretty bad beginning because of the type of owners he had. Well, he spent the weekend at his new home last weekend, and it went great. It went just fantastic.
That's awesome.
He spent the weekend, and they sent us a picture. The first picture that Brad received was, it was like 24 hours into the weekend, and the lady said, well, I think he's fitting in just quite well, and there's a picture of him on the couch.
He already knew what to do.
Yeah.
Jump up on my couch.
The picture that came along, he's got a four-legged little sister. I mean, he's got a sister friend. So they've been sending updates, you know, because they weren't sure how it was going to handle because they had one dog. And with his rough beginning and health issues and stuff, you know, we just took it slow and made sure that he could transition into a home situation, and by golly, he's obviously done a very good job.
Absolutely,
a couch potato. So hey.
He's already jumping on the couch. He's like, "Yep, I got this.
Yeah, I got this. I can figure out how to cuddle." So anyway, he's on his way to having a very loving, happy life, and that's my ray of sunshine.
That
today,
is
which
awesome.
I think is fantastic.
And I know he'd been there for a while, so it's good to see that he's starting off good and getting to rest on that couch and just kind of hang out.
Yeah, he didn't care if it's raining or not now.
Exactly. He's just like, if it's raining, well, I'll just sit on the couch and watch the rain.
That's right. Maybe he's kind of even encouraging some of this wet weather so he can stay in. But anyway, I'm just so pleased to be able to share a happy story, because it seems like it's been a while since we've been able to talk about successes. And, you know, things are starting to change. We're going to be opening more hours now, and that's a good thing. Brad is taking it kind of slow and easy because, you know, we don't have a strong, large workforce at the shelters.
Right.
What we have is what we have. So we're really trying to be very cautious and protect everyone involved so that we can keep the doors open and we can take care of the animals. So what we've decided to do beginning June 1st, we are going to start being open every day from 2 to 4 in the afternoons, from Tuesday through Saturday and possibly Sunday. We're just going to see, you know, what kind of traffic we get. We've kind of started closing on Monday's afternoon before all this happened anyway, just to give us a chance to get caught up and do some deep cleaning and things. So from this point on, you know, basically after this weekend, we're going to start being there from 2 to 4 with public being allowed to come in. And, you know, we'll practice the social distancing, and we've got the hand sanitizers. And if there's an animal that you want to see, we've got a special place picked out for the dog. So you can probably do more of an outside meet and greet, which, hey, the weather sounds like it's going to fall right into that category.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then with the cats, we're going to take one of the rooms and kind of make that into a play area. And speaking of cats, as we all know, this is the spring is always the beginning of kitten and puppy season.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got lots of kittens. We've got many coming in. We've got some that are now going to be available. That cute little gray one I spoke to you about, still available.
Oh, so I get out there and get that little thing.
Yeah, just thought I'd mention it. You know, no pressure. But we have that one's available, and then we've got a litter that's now available, but he's got two more litters that just came in.
Wow.
And yes, and another lady had called and wanted to surrender another five, and he's full. I mean, we can't take any more kittens at this time. So we're going to have them vaccinated and wormed and ready to go by the 1st of June, which, again, that's next week. So if anyone's wanting kittens, please call and or come out now. Come out and check out the kittens population. And on the other side of that coin is, you know, if you do have a cat and you've had a litter and realize the work involved, the time, the work, the money involved in litters, you could put that money forth and maybe get that cat spayed, and then we won't have so many kittens. And so, you know, that's kind of a soapbox, but that's the truth of the matter, too. Just like I'm saying, we've got more than we can handle now. So puppies, we haven't had that many puppies coming in yet. Let's keep her, which we know what's going to happen. But right now, we've got lots of kittens that are available. We've got, we still have our Sky, who is our king of social distancing. He's, you know, turtle guy, he's still there. Come a long way. He's, like I told you, the day when I was out there, he came out and meowed at me and, you know, wanted to be loved. And he's about a three-year-old gray striped tabby, and he's a good good cat. Next door to him is Socks, who looks almost exactly like him, except obviously he's got socks and he's got some white on his belly and his on his legs and face and breast, so he's just a little bit different, but he's the same age, about 3 years old. He's a male, and he's kind of that little shy guy, but boy, they could be brothers, you know, the way they look. Angus is our light gray, large male cat, 3 to 4 years old. He isn't real big about getting picked up, but he still loves to be, you know, reach down and give him a stroke, and he's happy with that. He kind of, he reminds, Brad said he kind of reminds him with his size and his face, he looks like a miniature mountain lion.
Oh, wow.
Gorgeous, gorgeous face. So he, Angus is his name. Jackie is our super sweet three-year-old female, the long-haired tabby. And then Midnight, as I spoke about the situation with Midnight, he is a he's three-legged. He's a our tripod cat, I guess we can kind of smile about that. But he was injured. He was a stray, and a nice lady was taking care of him, and then he was hit. She found him, took him to the vet, and couldn't afford to take care of the medication, so they went ahead and did an amputation, got him healthy, and then brought him to us. So he's a good cat. You know, he just has a disability. So if someone wants a special, beautiful, beautiful black cat named Midnight, come out and see him. He's already neutered and ready to go home and the love. So that's the large, you know, the adult cats that we have. And as I've just said, we've got some of the cutest little kittens at the shelter, and June 1st, they're ready. So come out and pick out a forever friend, and I'll tell Brad to say that gray one for you if you want me to.
I can guarantee you if my landlord would let me have a cat, I'd be out there getting cats, because I love cats. So
I know you do, and I'm also teasing you, because I know you have said in the past that you're in a situation where you can't have a
right.
cat. But see, you're being a good pet owner, because you're thinking, okay, if I can't bring that cat in and introduce him to the inside life, then, you know, I'm not going to do that, because
right.
outside cats, we have them, and they're fine, but they're sometimes just not as healthy as the cat that gets to stay inside, because you control their eating and their behavior and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I understand, sure. Well, I'll speak about the large dogs that we still have available. We do have some new ones that have come in, not quite ready to be placed on the adoption list, because we hold them for several days as required, to make sure that the owner doesn't reclaim, and just to kind of check out health and things. So we do have some other dogs out there. Like I said, this is now that we're starting to open up, maybe this is when people need to come out and do a walkthrough and see everyone face-to-face. Curly is our star. He's been there quite a long time. He is probably getting close to about 9 months old. He's a brindle color. He's kind of wild in his kennel. You're thinking, mercy me. But you get him out, and he calms down. He's very affectionate. He's got some nice social habits because of being with us for so long. And he's one of the favorites out there, because he's a good little guy, but he just hasn't found the right home. Draco is still with us, the black German Shepherd. He needs someone that is willing to take him on, as someone took on Haas. And I know there's someone out there that can make this dog understand life is good, so we're hoping that Draco gets selected before too long. Cleo is a healer mix, mostly white with some brown speckles on her face, along with some black on her face. She's been a sweet girl. She's not a very big girl, and when she runs, she scoots her little butt on the ground. You know, she just, it's kind of funny how she just kind of scoots along because she's so excited to be out running and carrying on. So full of life and personality. Peiko came in very shy and come a long way. This is a beautiful dog. This is the one that I've talked about when I walk, how gentle he just walks along. He's already been neutered. He would make someone a lovely one dog, probably, because he's obviously something has happened in the past that's made him so shy and nervous about new situations. So he probably would make an only child. But what a great walking companion, and just what a lovely dog. He lays around in his kennel. He keeps his kennel clean. Lots of good things about Peiko. Cassina is our 4-year-old spayed female. She is our pocket bully. She's very small, tan and white. We found out that she has tested positive for the heartworms, but we set up a fund and people came forth and they've given us money, and so we were able to treat her now for her heartworm situation. And so that would be something you need to consider if you were to adopt her, that she's had heartworms before, so you must stay up on her heartworm prevention medication for forever. But that is one sweet little dog. She just gets so excited when she comes in, and she wiggles from head to toe, and she kind of makes a little whimper, and great dog. Glenn is a 4-year-old black lab, hound mix, sweet personality. I like Glenn. I have a kind of a love for those labs, so he's beautiful and just looks like a beautiful black lab. Clark is our 2 to 3-year-old, also a lab mix. He has been with us the longest. Now, that's I was thinking it was Curly, but it is Clark. He just hasn't found the right person to come along, but he's that lab mix. He's black in color. He's, the size of the normal size lab. Labs need someone that understands. They're high energy. They can be very hard-headed. You know, you sometimes just kind of have to get their attention because they're just strong, but good dogs. Peanut is also one of our surrenders because Peanut needs to probably live in the city. I say that, but I guess there are chickens inside the city limits, aren't there? But he's the one that is not good around chickens. So you would need to have a fenced-in yard if you're in town or out of town. And if you have chickens, Peanut probably would not be your selection. But he's neutered. He's a 2-year-old golden tan lab. He's beautiful. He really is.
I remember you telling me that he helped himself to a chicken dinner.
Yeah, maybe it was Sunday and he needed that chicken dinner.
Yeah, it was kind of frowned upon.
I mean, I'm not making light of the fact that he killed a chicken. Because
right.
That's a tragic thing. It's in their makeup.
Yep.
So sometimes
they want to hunt. You know.
Yes, they can't help it. They're not bad. They just. Instinct took over.
Mm-hmm.
So understand when Peanut, if he were to be your selection, you just would not want to have any birds around.
Right.
He's just going to have that tendency. Well, labs are great bird dogs for Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm.
They, can go out and great duck hunters. So anyway, that's the story on Peanut. We have Rosie, a beautiful female. She's a large terrier mixed with some brindle markings. We have the two newest ones probably on the list would be Ollie and Polly. They look like little otters. They're short to the ground. They're real short hair, tan with some black with some tan. They have Polly somehow has came in with a broken pelvis, but it's healing nicely. It might cause a permanent limp, but they are two sweet boys. I really enjoyed being out there with them. They play together. They run together. They like to be picked up and held. Good smaller dogs. If someone's looking for the smaller dogs. And another animal that came in injured is Angel, and she was surrendered. She's got a badly broken back leg with some wounds on it. We do not know the story behind all that. We've taken her to the vet. She's healing nicely. She is so sweet. She's just a puppy. She's probably nine months old at the best, and some kind of a mix we're not sure of. Maybe got some boxer in her, and she's got a tan coat that. I was there when they brought her in. I couldn't believe this dog was, hurt, but she trusted us. She was calm with us, allowed us to doctor her and examine her. So she's got a sweet soul. She just needs someone to take care of her now because she's going to have a handicap. And then our last one we have is Ruby. And Ruby is a very sweet brindle terrier, 40-pound female, super sweet and playful and about 4 years old. So that's the crew that we have. lots of names are familiar, but we've added in some new ones. And as I've said, new ones are coming in. So now please come out and visit us at the shelter. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. It's a county road. It's paved. We have a nice big sign that says Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We'll be there in the afternoons from 2 to 4. You can also call us, 620-252-6060. You can visit us on Facebook and see some of the faces there. And anyway, the only days that we probably are going to try not to come open would be Sunday and Monday. But the rest, but as Brad said, calling and make an appointment if you need to. We're never going to turn someone down if they want to come out and do a meet and greet with any of the animals. So let's hope that this shiny weather will bring people out. Help us out.
Absolutely. So lots of great animals out there. And of course, you just gave how to contact you guys and where you're located at. It's very easy to get to. It's just right off Highway 169. Very, very easy to get to. And again, right across from the water treatment plant. So,
yeah.
Becky, thank you so much for calling in today. We appreciate talking to you every Thursday. We look forward to talking to you every Thursday and hearing about all the great animals out at the shelter.
We appreciate this time. We really do. And it has paid off. We've had lots of adoptions, not just from Coffeyville, but from the surrounding areas. So, you know, KGGF reaches out lots of places, and we are thankful.
And we're thankful for you guys taking care of those animals out there. We appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
We'll talk again next week.
All right. Talk to you next week, Becky. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals doing a great job out there making sure those animals are doing good. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, Matt Jordan has a little thing he would like to say. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve.